What's up, everyone? Eddie Mercado here with BloodyElbow.com, and I'm about to speak with the 2-0 Mickey Gall as he is set to take on CM Punk, also known as Phil Brooks, at UFC 203 on September 10th. So let's give Gall a call and find out how his training has been going for this bout, and maybe find out what's in store for his opponent, CM Punk. So let's give him a call.
Join us in the Rise and Reign
back zone while
your party is reached.
Yo, buddy.
Mr. Mickey Gall, how are you, sir?
I'm good. What's going on, Eddie?
Not too much. Just trying to beat the heat here in Virginia. It's, like, insanely hot here. It's really ridiculous.
Yeah, Jersey's insane, man. It's soupy out.
Yeah, really. Like, you go outside and you're just, like, instantly soaked from the humidity. It's terrible.
Exactly.
Now, yeah, man, thank you for taking out the time. You got a big challenge ahead of you. The main stage, UFC 203. Huge deal, huge deal. Of course, you're taking on Phil Brooks, who is better known as his WWE stage name, CM Punk. What are your thoughts on the match?
I think it's a good fight, man. I think it's a great matchup for me. You know, it's... an inexperienced guy, a guy who has no fights, who, yeah, he might be used to the lights, and, you know, performing in front of a lot of people, but not when someone's across the cage from you trying to kill you, like, for real, trying to hurt you, trying to end you.
Right.
And I think, you know, he's in my world. You know, there's no predetermined outcomes here. It's just going to be, you know, a lot of violence, and I can't wait to get my hands on him. Fight week can't come soon enough.
Okay. Now, how did you even get mixed up into mixed martial arts to begin with?
Growing up, I played all the sports. I was always a very good athlete. You know, football, baseball, basketball. I was, like, captain of my football team in high school. And when I was 15, you know, I boxed a little bit when I was younger. When I was, like, you know, around 13, I'd go, like, early Saturday morning. My dad would drive me before he had work. And, you know, I always like that stuff, and then I was watching. I became a fan of MMA when I was like 15, and then I was like, I should do this stuff. And I started doing jiu-jitsu at Grace, New Jersey under David Adib, and I just took to it right away. And I was like, this is what I want to do. Like, screw all these other sports, man. This is the ultimate sport.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, and to that point, I guess that's why you see fights in other sports, because, I mean, MMA is like the ultimate competition between two people.
Yeah, man. Like, all the sports, like, the way I see them, they're all, like, simulated war. Like, football, you're trying to get the ball to one end, you're tackling each other, but you're not finishing anyone. It's all like a simulated war. Like, you're on the battlefield, and you're doing this. But this cuts all the BS out. You know, there's no balls here. It's just two people really going to war, and that's what I love. I love that shit. But yeah, it's the ultimate, man.
Okay, now is fighting your full time job now, or do you still have a full time job?
Yeah, fighting is my full time job now. I'm fortunate enough that I'm in the UFC now, and I'm putting all my focus into this. I do teach jiu-jitsu class. But yeah, fighting's my full time gig.
Okay, and what belt are you in jiu-jitsu?
I'm a brown belt under David Adib, who's been like a mentor to me since I was 16. He's a fourth degree black belt under Hoyler Gracie, and he's a really cool guy. Now, Hickson Gracie used to call him the brain. He's the real deal. He's a guy you want on your side for sure.
Okay, and what camp are you training at for this bout?
Grayson, New Jersey. That's the team I've been with since I was 16. I also, I train up at Miller Brothers MMA with Jim and Dan Miller. Not as much as, you know, I used to. I'm trying, cutting down the drive time a little bit. But, you know, I saw those guys last week, and we talk all the time. But they're also American Top Team in Allentown.
Okay. Actually, I heard a story about a Hector Lombard story you have where he knocked out one of your friends or something like that?
Yeah, we went down to American Top Team in Florida, and we've been there twice now, and I plan to be there more in the future. I really love it there. There's you know, the world class facility, great coaches, great trainers, and training partners. And yeah, we were it was supposed to be a light sparring day, and all week everyone was telling us, you know, be careful, don't spar with Hector. And my one friend, when he sparred with him, he like popped Hector with a good two, and then Hector hit him with a 2-3 and just turned the lights out real quick.
Okay. Yeah, that's he's a nightmare, man. What a freak. I mean that in the best way.
He's one of my favorite fighters to watch. He's a total animal.
Yeah, he's definitely a problem. Now, of course you were on that show Looking for a Fight with Dana White. What are your thoughts on the whole show? Have you watched any of it, or I mean, what are your thoughts on the whole?
I have watched it. I think it's a great show, man. It's cool. You know, the guys on there are cool, and you know, they're doing fun stuff, and it brings exposure to, you know, unknown and, you know, young fighters like myself. Like I wouldn't, you know, without that show, I'm not talking to you today. You know what I mean? So, you know, all praise to that show.
Okay, and after the show, I mean, you obviously developed a relationship with Dana White. Can you kind of speak on your relationship with him and kind of the future plans that you have for the UFC?
Well, yeah, they after the show and stuff, they offered me to fight against Michael Jackson on February 6th. I think it was Fight Night 82 with Hendricks and what's his name? Steven Wonderboy Thompson. So I fought on the fight path. Prelims. I beat him in 45 seconds. So that, and then since I did that, I get to fight CM Punk. So you know.
Okay. Now, did you ask for the CM Punk fight, or did they come to you with
it? On the show, the Whatever Fight Show. I knew Dana was going to be there. So after I took my guy out in the first round, I call. I get on the microphone and I ask, you know, to fight CM Punk. And, you know, at first I wasn't sure if anything was going to be made of that because I'd gone about a month without hearing a thing. So, like, I probably just fell on deaf ears. And I'm watching Condit and Lawler fight, I think it was like January 5th or 3rd or something. And then I see myself talking in an advertisement for the show. So, and I was like, oh, shit, like, something's happening here. Me and my dad were watching the pay-per-view. We, like, paused it. Our mouths dropped open. We rewound it, recorded on our phone. It was really cute.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a good matchup. I mean, there's not much footage on yourself out there, being as you're choking guys out in, you know, the first 2.5 minutes and then the first 45 seconds of your fight. So there's not much film to study on you. And there's virtually zero footage to study on CM Punk. So, I mean, you guys are really kind of in the dark as to what the other guy really has to offer.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's, you know, that's the way it goes on, you know, regionally and local level MMA fights. So I'm used to that. I'm used to, you know, not having a lot to go on. So it's nothing, you know, nothing new to me.
Okay, now what were your thoughts on your debut? I mean, it was classic club and sub. You came in, you dropped him, you strangled him. What were your thoughts?
Yeah. Man, that was, you know, going in there, just everything about that. I loved fight week. I loved, you know, talking to everybody, you know, doing the media stuff. I enjoyed the heck out of everything. And then that was the best I ever felt going into a fight. You know, UFC, you know, they really take care of their fighters. They're cool, man. It was great. I had a great time. I stayed present, and just everything. I just felt, you know, totally in control, and, you know, felt wonderful.
Now, do you think the media obligations will be a little more of a distraction this time around?
The only thing they distract me from is that I might be a little hungry because I'm cutting weight. You know, so they kind of they actually help me out. I enjoy it. And it, dude, I'm like we're talking right now. I'm talking to people who love fighting just like I do, and they want to talk to me about stuff that I love to do. And so it's all good, man. I really enjoy it. I don't know. Some people complain and this and that. I truly enjoy it. I like talking about it.
Okay. Now, what are your thoughts on being on the main card? Like you said, your debut, you were on the exclusive Fight Pass prelims, and now you are on the main card of a pay-per-view.
It's a big jump, you know. And also, we're probably not deserving of being on the pay-per-view. It's hard to say because he's a superstar, made himself a superstar in the sport. Between us, he has no fights. I have two professional fights and three amateur fights. You know, there's not going to be anyone else on that or on any pay-per-view probably this year with five fights or less combined. So, you know, it's a little funky, but I'm grateful for the opportunity, and I'm very excited to fight, you know, in front of all the big crowd under the lights. I can't wait, man. That's why I got into this sport.
Okay, now, I mean, what kind of strategy are you going to implement? I mean, like you said, it's like the regional circuit kind of scene where there's not much to know on your opponent, so it's more about what you're going to do.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And that's what I plan to do on all my fights, man. I'm going to take it to my opponent. I'm going to, you know, make him fight my game. I get in there, you know, I'm going to, you know, stomp him. I'm going to try and crack him really good, hit him hard in the head. And then if he stays awake, If I knock him out, great. I'm gonna try and knock him out. But if he goes down and stays awake like the last fight, I'll grab a submission or pound him out down there.
Okay. Now, do you kind of feel like there's a stigma associated with being the guy that's fighting CM Punk?
Yeah. Right now, I'm that CM Punk guy, and that's cool. That's helped me get to where I want to be, but I guarantee in my next fights after this, I won't be known as that anymore. That'll be just like a footnote. But I have big plans in fighting, and it's a launching pad, you know.
Okay, now what are some of those goals you have for this sport? I mean, today there are more opportunities than ever before. Between movie deals and larger bonuses, I mean, what are your plans for this?
I want to be a UFC champion. I like this stuff, man. I like fighting. I like, you know, like I said before, I like the war. I like you know, violence and all that stuff. I want to fight. I want to be a champion. I want to be the top guy.
Okay. Now, did you happen to catch Robbie Lawler and Tyron Woodley the other weekend?
Absolutely.
What were your thoughts on that fight?
It was a quick one. I would have liked to see it go a little longer, but yeah, you know, anything can happen in this sport. I think I heard Fat Joe say it on a show. It's like Game of Thrones, man. Well, you know, anyone could go anytime. You saw, you know, Conor got choked out by Nate, and when he was, you know, the biggest, most untouchable guy in the sport. You know, no one's safe. No one's saving this sport. So, it's just the nature of the beast.
Okay, now, do you have a prediction? How do you see the fight with CM Punk playing out?
I see me finishing him in the first round, probably with, like, strikes on the ground. I'll probably drop him and then, pound his head a bunch.
Okay, nice. Now, the main event is going to be for the UFC heavyweight title. Stipe Miocic is taking on Alistair Overeem. Who takes it?
Shit, man. I don't know. It's a tough one, man. Alistair might have the best, one of the best strikes in the game, but Stipe's been, you know, Stipe lost to JDS on a razor close decision, and Stephen Struve. I don't know, man. I really don't know. It'd be a guess. I'm not leaning either way on that one. I think it's going to be a very close competitive fight.
Okay. Now, you got any sponsors or any people you want to give a shout out to?
Yeah. Sponsors. Frederick Chevrolet. The Beanback. Brunel Tabers. I've been training at Fortis Fitness, who's been training me, you know, for free, and I appreciate that. It's been getting my strength on another level and my conditioning. All my training partners and everyone, you know, family, everybody. Too many to mention.
Okay. Now, how can people follow you on this journey? What are your Twitter handles, your Instagram?
At Mickey Gall. MickeyGall. Just at, you know, my name, Mickey Gall, on everything. Also, I'm going to be, every week, I'm going to be taking over the UFC Snapchat account every, like, Thursday. And we're going to be watching old fights. Last week, we watched Hector Lombard and Neil Magny fight. This week we're going to be watching, tomorrow night, we're going to be watching Nate Diaz versus Conor McGregor. And I have a special one planned for next Monday. So tune in and check that out. It's fun. We watch the fights, we all interact, talk, and it's cool, man.
Awesome. It sounds like a good time. Well, Mickey Gall, yeah, cool. Thank you so much for taking out the time. I know you're very busy. You have a huge event coming up. UFC 203, you're taking on CM Punk, also known as Phil Brooks. Best of luck to you, sir.
Thanks, Eddie. My pleasure, bro.
Yes, sir. You have a good one.
Yeah, you too.
Bye-bye. Bye. So there you have it, everyone. You got the 2-0 Mickey Gall stepping up to the main card on UFC 203 to take on Phil Brooks, better known as CM Punk. Who knows what's going to happen, but it's probably going to be exciting. So you might want to tune in to find out. It's going to be live on pay-per-view. Until then, follow me on BloodyElbow.com for all your event coverage, news, highlights, results, and more. You can follow me on Twitter at TheEddieMercado, and be a good person.